It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Wednesday, June 10th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. Last November, a $30 million bond referendum for sweeping renovations and improvements to Charles City High School failed to pass, the second bond referendum defeat in 2 years. Thus, school officials are turning to alternative financing options that could still mean up to $15 million in upgrades for the 66-year-old building. The school district is looking to utilize state save funds to finance the projects. During Monday night's school board meeting, Tim Oswald with Piper Sandler gave an update on how changes this year by the state legislature will impact how much saved dollars will be available to schools.
What we know today is the state will be taking an increasing share of the sales tax over the next 5 years. They currently put 7% of the tax into the Peter Fund. In 2031, they will put 25% of the tax into the Peter Fund. So that goes from $50 million to $175 million, rough numbers, increase into the Peter Fund out of the sales tax.
In the wake of state changes to SAVE, Oswald recommended a two-step approach to financing the high school makeover plan.
Borrow a little bit of money now to pay for the initial project costs, get the first phase of the work going, pay for your design, architectural, all that stuff, and then come back in somewhere between, let's say, November and February, and borrow the rest of the money. That'll allow you to get some clarity as to how fast the money will be spent, have some bids in hand for construction, and have a better idea as to a completion.
Oswald explained that breaking up the financing into two parts could also earn the school district additional tax exemptions.
So, and I'm using very round numbers right now, sell $3 million here this summer, turn around and sell $11 million in January. Those are two different calendar years. IRS rules allow you to factor in calendar years, and so that would get you full funding of the project and the three-year exemption from ARPA Treasury rebate. I think that makes some sense.
Oswald also recommended the district explore a bank loan for the initial $3 million and hopes to have loan proposals for board consideration at their July meeting. Due to reduced SAVE revenue available to schools, Oswald said the district's plan to borrow against the revenue for facility updates may need a longer repayment schedule, going from 2050 out to 2054. Making the connection of the new Mississippi River Bridge being constructed between Lansing, Iowa, and Wisconsin has been delayed by Mother Nature. The Iowa and Wisconsin DOTs have announced the center span of the new Iowa 9 Wisconsin 82 Mississippi River Bridge will now be installed on Friday, pushing it back from tomorrow due to weather concerns. Crews will also need to close the free car ferry on Friday and restrict other traffic on the Mississippi so the pre-assembled center span section can be floated down the river and connected into place. The DOTs say the center span is being assembled upstream near the Lansing Marina. Assembly of the span offsite has allowed the river channel to remain open at most times and for the car ferry service to operate. Offsite assembly also reduces costs and improves schedule efficiency. Friday morning, the center span will be moved downstream by barge, then lifted into place and connected to the existing east and west assemblies. The vertical lift of the structure will take several hours, and the entire process will take most of the day. The DOT say the river channel will remain closed from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Friday, which will allow time for the full connection and inspection of the span. The Iowa DOT will live stream the process at iowadot.gov/LansingBridge. The live stream is video only and does not carry audio. More details on the center span connection are included with this story on our station website. The new bridge is expected to open to traffic in 2027. A Central Iowa woman has been arrested in Charles City for a third time for failing to appear in court for crimes she allegedly committed last fall. The Charles City Police Department's latest arrest of 42-year-old Rebecca Phillips of Traer occurred shortly after 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon in the 1500 block of South Grand Avenue. According to court documents, a warrant for Phillips' arrest was issued Friday after she failed to appear in Floyd County District Court for her final pretrial conference in advance of her trial slated for this Thursday. She faces charges of driving while barred, eluding an OWI. In that case, she was arrested by the Floyd County Sheriff's Office on November 13, 2025, which was 3 days before her birthday, after Phillips allegedly failed to pull over for a traffic stop and led law enforcement on a pursuit, which ended after officers were able to box her car in. Phillips is being held in the Floyd County Jail on $5,000 cash-only bond, though her attorney has filed a motion seeking a bond reduction hearing. Phillips' arrest last weekend is her third such arrest for failing to make court appearances related to the case. She also has additional Floyd County court proceedings slated for June 19th for an April 21st arrest for driving while barred and an August 8th trial date for driving while barred from an arrest on April 4th. Zoetis, including its plant in Charles City, is celebrating 100 years of animal health. The history of the animal pharmaceutical operation in Charles City dates back to 1926 when Dr. Joseph Salisbury established a veterinary practice. Amanda McCarty with Zoetis Charles City says their recognition of the century milestone calls for a visit to one of its original locations, now the Floyd County Museum.
That actually was the laboratories at one time. That ran from 1933 to 1937 as the Salisbury Laboratories. And there is a full display of a previous pharmaceutical lab there.
Thus, McCarty says the museum is the right place to host an open house to commemorate the 100th anniversary.
Since it's such a huge milestone, we wanted to make sure that we were acknowledging it. So on Thursday from 10 to 4, we do have an open house down at the Floyd County Museum. We would love for people to stop in, and there's going to be a slideshow of our history and some different artifacts and stuff there from the labs.
McCarty says there will be a family fun day on the Zoetis campus this Saturday for employees and their families. Governor Kim Reynolds is also expected to make an appearance. While 100 years are in the books for Zoetis, McCarty says they're looking to add to the company's legacy.
In the last 10 years, we've launched over 13 new products, and we have more coming to the Charles City plant. Zoetis overall has more products, of course, but we're being selected for production as well, which is very exciting.
To meet that production, McCarty says Zoetis is currently hiring. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.